But before we go any further, let us just read the Heart Sutra. There are two versions in existence in the original Sanskrit, and I'm going to read the shorter of the two, which happens also to be the more popular, and I'm going to use Dr. Kunz's translation because that is the most literal. The Heart Sutra. Homage to the perfection of wisdom, the lovely, the holy. Avalokita, the holy lord and bodhisattva, was moving in the deep course of the wisdom which has gone beyond. He looked down from on high. He beheld but five heaps, and he saw that in their own being they were empty. Hear, O Sariputra, form is emptiness, and the very emptiness is form. Emptiness does not differ from form, nor does form differ from emptiness. Whatever is form, that is emptiness. Whatever is emptiness, that is form. The same is true of feelings, perceptions, impulses, and consciousness. Hear, O Sariputra, all dharmas are marked with emptiness. They are neither produced nor stopped, neither defiled nor immaculate, neither deficient nor complete. Therefore, O Sariputra, where there is emptiness, there is neither form, nor feeling, nor perception, nor impulse, nor consciousness, no eye, or ear, or nose, or tongue, nor body, or mind, no form, nor sound, nor smell, nor taste, nor touchable, nor object of mind, no sight organ element, and so forth, until we come to no mind consciousness element, there is no ignorance, nor extinction of ignorance, and so forth, until we come to there is no decay and death, no extinction of decay and death, there is no suffering, nor origination, nor stopping, nor path. There is no cognition, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, O Sariputra, owing to a bodhisattva's indifference to any kind of personal attainment, and through his having relied on the perfection of wisdom, he dwells without thought coverings. In the absence of thought coverings, he has not been made to tremble. He has overcome what can upset, in the end sustained by nirvana. All those who appear as Buddhas in the three periods of time, fully awake to the utmost right and perfect enlightenment, because they have relied on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore one should know the prajnaparamita as the great spell, the spell of great knowledge, the utmost spell, the unequalled spell, the layer of all suffering, in truth, for what could go wrong? By the prajnaparamita has this spell been delivered. It runs like this. Gone, gone, gone beyond, gone altogether beyond. Oh, what an awakening! All hail.